Bodybuilder versus jogger. A bodybuilder is like a jogger in that both build on endurance. One major difference is that a bodybuilder tries to barely finish the route by adding more weights, and each and every time. A jogger, upon completion of their jog, will simply go home and do the same thing the next day. A bodybuilder will add more weight and eat meat. A jogger will add nothing. There's a massive mistake that everyone makes that prevents getting a full bodybuilder workout. They weigh themselves down so much that they don't really get far into their route at all. People tire themselves out too soon to make a difference. Muscles grow fast. You can see that in joggers. Few weeks will earn them more muscular legs. Lifting too heavy, or worse yet, doing nothing to increase endurance first, actually prevents muscle growth. There's just not enough there. Not enough signals, not enough pushing forward, not enough to get under the skin of your body. It is not about how much you lift and starting out with a mighty 20-pound weight. It is about how long you can lift the lightest weight. And when it is for too long, then you switch to the next weight up. And it can be 5 pounds, or 7 pounds, or 10 pounds, or 12 pounds, or 15, but you can be sure that it's gonna take a really long time to get to 20. That mighty starting weight for so many that are simply not finishing their exercise because the weights were too heavy. They had no endurance, no strength, and the exercise failed, and it will not produce results. Eventually, it is possible to get to 20, though it will be a slow workout, because when you start moving quickly with 20 pounds in hands, in order to stop, you are going to have to invest a lot of strength. So, it's just going to be a lot more than 20 pounds, let me tell you that. So, you will have to move slowly. Once you can see that 3 pounds, for example, does nothing for you, it's just like lifting your arms, then yeah, it's time to move up to the next weight. The point is to never quite be able to finish your full routine because the weights are just too heavy. But you have to start at the ladies' rack with 3-pound weights and get to a daily, just about 2-hour routine. And again, if you can finish without trouble, then it's time to switch to 5-pound weights, and so on. This way, you get to 20 in the wise way, where 20 makes a huge difference. Lifting 20 pounds for 2 hours every day is an amazing transformative workout. It takes a really long time to get there. Joggers may often use a vibrating interval timer or a musical Couch to 5K program to eliminate their rest or to manage their rest towards eliminating it entirely. For those of you who are starting bodybuilding, it will be just 30 seconds of exercise and then maybe 3 or 2 or 5 minutes of rest. Configuring that into an interval timer, which just has 2 timers that count down. The first timer is for activity, and the second timer is for rest. Then you set how many rounds of that you wish to do. Configuring that into an interval timer will allow for the much-needed consistency and almost imperceptible elimination of rest, as one shortens rest periods by just a few seconds every week, extending a number of rounds or pairs of exercise and rest will extend the full duration of the workout, first from 15, then to 30 and 45, and that first mighty hour. From a reverse perspective, a jogger is a bodybuilder that never increases their lifting weight. Therefore, they never get huge. Actually, they may decrease it even as they become more fit and lighter. Finally, if you are a jogger hoping to put on some muscle, simply jog with 3-pound dumbbells. If you can finish your routine without any trouble, then use 5-pound weights, as 3 won't do much for you. Watch your back and step and knuckles, and get plastic-coated dumbbells, as metal ones will rust very quickly. If you are a bodybuilder or just starting out, you are probably lifting too heavy. It's the wrong kind of heavy, the one that you can't lift for long enough, the one that cuts you off from actually growing your muscle. You have to go and find a weight that will force you to stop just as you need to leave the gym, so that you have a full workout. And yes, just like joggers, you should use an interval timer to first manage and then eliminate that rest. Watch your hydration and your electrolytes. Lift to the beat of songs to enter a dance trance. And as you go, try to find faster and faster songs. The exercise is just twisting and turning with dumbbells. Dumbbell lateral rise, standing dumbbell curls, and overhead shoulder press. It's that simple. Remember, there are 2 kinds of heavy. The one that shuts you down and does little, and the other that lets you lift without rest for just about the full duration of your stay at the gym, and thus pushes your body to adapt and eventually lift even heavier, but this time the right way, for a long, long time.